Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian.
Hi, Julie. This is Abe from downstairs. I have Mr. William on the line with me. He's the legal owner of KB Enterprises Group. He says that he can use some additional capital for additional customer service, grossing $10,000 on a month-to-month basis. Do you think we can help him out?
Okay, cool. Thank you. Hi, is this William?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, William. My name is Julian. How are you?
You know what? Explain. Okay, Julian. Fine. Okay, I got a question.
Yeah.
Is this a loan or is this infusion?
It's a loan. It's a loan. Working capital financing.
Working capital?
Yeah. You're looking for some capital right now?
Well, yeah. I only need a small amount, but, you know, if we can negotiate and you tell me what I can and cannot do, maybe we can do some business.
Yeah, sure. Let me confirm some information with you. Let me see. So your name is William, right? What's the name of your business?
KB Enterprise Group.
KB
Enterprise. And like I was telling Price Group, yeah. I'm a customer service representative for Shackley 100% Natural Products.
Uh-huh.
And I've got, you know, I'll be bringing on about 30, 35 more employees.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you just need some capital to kind of pay for a couple of months or so.
Well, yeah. For 90 days.
90 days. Gotcha. Is it
because
just
my working capital is going to start. Go ahead.
No, there you go. It's okay.
You were saying temp. I'm going to be returning the money within a 98-day period, and I'll probably talk to you about, you know, re-infusing my business. Because let's put it this way, I need about 20,000,
mm-hmm.
and that would generate roughly a $250,000 return on my business.
Oh, wow.
And then from there, I plan on taking another 20,000 and doing the same thing and turning it at the same time, introducing the products, which are 100% natural, biodegradable, non-toxic, and there's no chemicals or dyes in the products. And they work better, if not, they work as good, if not better, than the products that are on the market.
Gotcha. So is this like a sales team that you're hiring, or?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
But it's got to be massive because I plan, you know, I like I said, I got 31 in Colorado Springs, and it only has 750,000, maybe 800,000 in population. And like I said, I already got 31 reps here. I want to expand into Denver, Colorado, and when I go in there, I'm going to need about 160 to 200 reps because it's a larger city. Being the capital of the state.
Okay, gotcha. How long you been in business?
2 years.
2 years, gotcha. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. And are you guys a LLC? Is it a sole proprietorship, or what's the structure of your business there?
Not yet. I applied for subchapter, subchapter?
Yeah, S
corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Or chapter S. Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay, gotcha. So at the current moment, you're probably a sole proprietorship, right?
Sole proprietorship, yes.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So William, what's the best number to reach you at, by the way, in case we get disconnected?
This one. This is the only one I have right now. 719-344-0163.
Okay. And what about an email address?
Use William Kannenberg, which is Kannenberg, @gmail.com. That's my business account.
Okay, so William Kannenberg. So that's at the end, it's B as in boy, E-R-G?
Yes.
Okay. Kannenberg. Gotcha. Okay, got it. Let me see. And you're looking for roughly 20K, you said?
I could use 20K because my turnaround time is only 90 days.
Okay.
On 20,000.
Okay, cool. Okay, gotcha. Could you use more than 20K right now if you qualify for more, or is that pretty much all you need right now?
Yes. No. I'd go for more if I qualify for it. I just don't know.
Okay, cool.
I haven't done it before, and I'm also talking from out of country, overseas investors.
Oh, wow.
And they seem to be interested, too. As a matter of fact, the company I represent is in 13 countries.
Oh, very cool. Exciting. A lot of potential business growth there.
Absolutely. I plan on representing them in roughly 12 other countries, so they'd be in a total of 25 countries.
Wow.
If I had the funds.
Okay, got it. What were your gross sales like last year?
They were very low because of the fact that I ran into some physical problems.
Gotcha.
And now I've just shut off, and I'm going to be making about $1,000 a day if I play my cards right.
Okay. And what are you tracking for this year? What do you have so far as like gross sales go?
My gross sales?
Yeah.
Just
the gross revenue for the business.
Well, I'm doing $10,000 a month right now.
Gotcha. Okay. $10K a month, like on average, right?
Right.
Okay, so
I'm guaranteed. I'm guaranteed $10,000 for the next 10 months.
Okay, it's like a contract or something.
Well, yeah, it's more of a basis because what they do is they give me commission, plus they give me a bonus, plus I got a car allowance, plus they are paying for my travel.
Okay. So you mentioned that you sell 100% natural products. What do you guys sell exactly? Is it like supplements or vitamins or what is it?
Supplements, vitamins, cosmetics, as well as cleaning supplies.
Oh,
we've got over 200 products, in a catalog. And they're all 100% natural. They're not organic. Because organic can be a natural product that goes through a process that uses chemicals, and then they say it's organic. Ours are all natural, 100% natural. That's why we put that on there.
That's cool. Right. A lot of people don't understand the difference, right, between organic and all natural.
Right. Okay. Right. That's why we do a lot of demonstrations.
Gotcha. So you mentioned you represent a couple different companies that sell this stuff, or is it just one main company that you work with? Or
no, just one.
Gotcha.
It's just the one. It's Shackley Corporation, and what I've done is, well, you could say I'm not under contract, but I am working with them, and what they do is they pay me a commission, plus they're giving me what they call a fast-track bonus for bringing people on to help promote their products. And I'm also getting a car allowance or gas allowance.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I am they're paying for me to travel. I got five trips coming up in the next 6 months.
Oh wow, you can be busy. How did you get started with them?
Oh yeah, I met a couple when I was eating at a restaurant, and they introduced me to Shackley. I looked into Shackley, and then they showed me what I can do as a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I signed up with them, and then I had some physical problems because I am a diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started running with the products as of August of this year. And right now, I made $6,000 last month. I'll be making $10,000 this month.
Okay, awesome.
And like I said, I also have 31 employees. Well, I don't call them employees. I call them contractors underneath me.
Right.
Whatever they want to do, it benefits them rather than me.
Right, and they just report it directly for their taxes on their own. They're not. They you don't 1099 them basically, right?
That's correct.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
Yeah, 1099 MIS.
Yes, nice little business structure going there. That's cool. Okay, so this this company Shackley, I think I've found them online. Is it Shackle?
That's correct.
Gotcha. Interesting. Looks like they've been
around. They're a $1 billion company.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like they're pretty big.
They've been on the market for 100, yeah. Because they've been on the market 108 years.
Wow.
And actually 100 years, because we celebrated our 100th anniversary this year. And the founder and inventor of Shackley Corporation was a Dr. Shackley. And he's the one that actually invented the multiple vitamin for people to take. And our products are more soluble, and our products are more soluble than the ones on the market. A lot of the ones on the market don't even dissolve, even in your body.
Wow, that's impressive. Man, it seems like going to be.
And when I saw that in their market. Go ahead.
Yeah, go. No, you go. It's okay.
Well, and when I saw, how they treat their representatives, I couldn't pass this up. I mean, I'm making about 100,000 on each individual yet, but I'm making them somewhere around 15,000 to 20,000 per employee. So I should be in almost close to $1 million that next year.
Wow. So before you started working with them, what were you doing before that? Were you kind of already involved in like the vitamin and supplement industry, or something totally different?
No, totally different. I was in the discounted healthcare business, with a company called Ameriplan USA. And it didn't work out. I mean, I was getting peanuts for my business, my work. And then at the same time, they didn't make a guarantee that anybody who comes on board, whoever becomes a member of the corporation, that they would have a lifetime membership. So a lot of people would come in and find it more difficult than being homeless. So they'd just go out. They'd quit. Then you get caught, and then you got to keep on repeating it. It's like a revolving door in that in that industry. This one, if a person comes on board, they have a lifetime membership. In other words, they can quit, but they can come back at the same place that they were, and then start going from there. And I have not. I'll tell you right now. I have talked to 35 people, and only 4 they didn't sign up completely, because once you sign up. You see that the light bulb blinks, and they find out, hey, I can make some money at this, which is true, because they are what they call a fast track program, where if you introduce it to other people and they come on board and become what they call a director, the individual who represented them, their sponsor, gets $150.
Ooh.
Then once they become a senior director, that's when they hit the fast track line, and then what the senior director gets is a $1,000 bonus. They get a $225 car allowance, plus they get commission on everybody that's underneath them, and also the sponsor is getting $250 car allowance, and they get commission on both the everybody that's underneath them a commission on their sales. Plus, they get a $500 bonus for having this person in the fast track leg.
Wow!
And they get the sponsor by doing that goes up the ladder, gets a bonus of $3,000 on top of all of that.
Wow!
And has a downline. Which means that it once he hits 5,000, he's eligible to go up the next level, and it's unbelievable.
That's so cool. So it sounds like the longer you're there, and the more people you bring on to help, the more you can kind of sit back and let the money make itself, right?
Well, eventually I'll do that.
Yeah.
Right now, I am introducing it to everybody I come in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fantastic deal. It's a corporation who does business in the best way possible to help people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there that won't, you know, don't make any money. And what I do is I talk to people on the street. And if they're not, I've got about five people who are, I call them street people.
Mm-hmm.
But as of December 15th, they're going to get a check for $10,000.
Wow. That's awesome.
It's just that simple. And then I'll be getting 12% of their $10,000.
Wow.
That's my incentive to go along and help these people out. Because the next line, I'll get, 12%, then I go to 10%, then it goes down. But after it gets down to 1%, that's like six or seven levels down. Everything after that is 1%. And by that time, you know, you're making $600,000 or $700,000.
Yeah. So, yeah, just to tell you, a little bit about how these programs work, these programs are based on your cash flow. We'll shoot for 20K right now. If we can get you more, we definitely will. But after that, in a few months, after the 90 days or whatever, you know, once you're making your profits and you're making more cash flow, we can probably lend you more money. Because like I said, these are based on your current cash flow.
Absolutely.
So, you know, after 90 days, if we put you on a short-term program, after 90 days, you have more cash flow, you'll qualify for more cash. You'll be a returning customer, so it'll be a cheaper rate, and we'll be able to basically just give you more flexibility, more options, cheaper rate, longer terms if you need it, and then we can kind of just keep, you know, helping you grow from there. Have you, just curious, have you already gone to your, local bank, for example, for the financing need that you have, or, you know, have you got any, feedback from them, or do you have, a line of credit with them that you use, or?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to go to the banks. The banks have a tendency of wanting, a bank needs, for every dollar they lend, they need $10. That's mm-hmm. what it boils down to.
Right.
And they tell me, well, my track record is not long enough for a bank.
Gotcha.
And so I'm leaving banks alone, but I am going to talk to two credit unions.
Gotcha.
And see what they have to say.
Yeah,
if your company... But I'll tell you what, if your company can help me and they put an infusion of 20,000 in, I'm going to be coming back to you. Forget about the banks. Forget about credit unions. They're crooks. Mm-hmm. I mean, bottom line is they try to make money off your money.
Mm-hmm.
And, and I would rather work with a company like yours where you're actually saying, okay, you know, we'll help you out. And I say, okay. And if you do that, within 90 days, you may get all your money back, or I'm going to tell you at least 50%.
Mm-hmm.
If not the whole amount in 90 days. In other words, I can actually sign a promissory note for that time, that much time. And I will honor it because of the fact that I know how much people, you know, I can make off of people coming in. Because I've had three people fall off out of 31. And I plan on pulling on at least another 160,000 or 160 people by Christmas. I got an ad running saying that, well, have them, you know, talk to me if you want to have a Merry Christmas and see what, and I'm getting a big response with it. As a matter of fact, I got three people I've been training to do the same thing I'm doing.
That's super legit. That's so cool. It's kind of the general feeling with the bigger banks right now. They don't really mess around too much with smaller businesses anyway after the recession in 2008, 2009. But that's kind of where we came into play. We've been in business for about 12, 14 years, and then we were actually one of the first companies to do this sort of financing for small businesses, working capital. We definitely would love to help you out. If you can get me back the application info today, I should be able to get an approval for you by tomorrow. And then if it goes smoothly, we can probably get you funded before the end of the week. So that's like kind of best case scenario, just to let you know we do work pretty quickly. Just a couple other questions really quick. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
No, it's bad. I mean, it's poor. I haven't checked it lately, but it should have gone up quite a bit because I haven't done any credit reporting and no infusion or anything like that.
Gotcha.
I did have a problem with identity theft.
Gotcha.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. Do you have an idea of the number figure?
What
is it, like 600s or 500s?
Of what? Of
your credit score.
What I will have?
No, your credit
score. No, it's the last time I looked at it was 575.
Okay. Yeah, the cool thing with these programs is it's okay if you don't have great credit. They're more based on your cash flow. But we do have to look at your credit just because there's certain people that we legally can't lend to, like if you have a $1 million tax lien, for example. Do you have any, like, tax lien issues or bankruptcies or anything like that on your credit?
No.
Okay, that's good.
No? Uh-uh.
Okay, cool. And then just so you know, we also do equipment financing. I don't know if you guys are going to need to be bringing on new computers or anything like that for all the new employees, but we can help you out with bringing on that stuff as well.
No.
Okay.
I understand. Wow. That's nice to know, though, because I was planning on opening up an office.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, especially with, like, I got, like, 30 or 35 people on board. I usually call them employees, but they're more contractors.
Right.
And if I had a place that they could go to and use a computer to get started, yeah, I think that would be a lot better.
Okay, awesome. So and do they basically,
that's
like...
my phase two.
Gotcha. So for, as of now, your employees basically, like, they work from home or something? Or what do they do? How do they do it?
Right. They work from home, and then most of them work on the street. Now they walk around and they talk to people.
Oh, that's cool.
Because right now, what I'm doing, I'll tell you right now, what I'm trying to do is take the people off the street.
Uh-huh.
All the street people that are willing to work, and they're mostly females, especially if they got children. Mm-hmm. They want to get them off the street, and I'm trying to get, and I'll get them into housing. Right now, the housing market here in Colorado Springs is so tight, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. That's
we got like 10 people buying for the same apartment.
Oh, wow. That's cool that you're going to be I said that's cool because you're going to be helping your community at the same time, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And since we got the biggest military installation in the United States here, Fort Carson, uh-huh. I've already got my appointment to go and talk to Fort Carson for the people who are getting out of the service.
Uh-huh.
I'll give them a head start in the program I have. And if they don't want to be in my program, that's another story. If they want to start their own business, I get them into Shackley because of the fact that they can generate enough money that they can do whatever business they want and still have money coming in.
Right. Good stuff there.
I'm working a lot more than just. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying I'll email you the application info just to kind of briefly go over it. We make it as easy as possible. We know as a business owner you're very busy. It's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements because these programs are based on your cash flow, and then we need your 2015 tax return.
Uh-huh.
Have you already filed your 2015 taxes for your business?
No.
And do you have?
Not yet. No.
Do you have a 2014 tax or no?
Well, I've been. Yeah, I do, but I'll have to go and find it because I put everything in storage when I ended up going to the hospital.
Gotcha.
You're talking to a diabetic, and.
I understand.
As of April, I lost 2 toes in the process.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And that's why I'm only making like I was making $1,500 through last year to this time. In other words, uh-huh. Shackley was actually paying me during the time I was in the hospital. And now I went back and I started working, and I had this idea of bringing homeless people on. And I found out the females are interested in working because of the fact that they can actually make some extra money to take their kids off the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow, this is going to be great. And sure enough, like I said, I got 31 people.
Yeah.
And there's another 14 or 15 that I've talked to that want to come on board.
That's awesome.
So,
regarding your
where are you located?
I'm in San Diego. I'm in the West Coast office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Regarding your tax return, did you file a personal tax return in 2015 or no?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Have you filed for an extension?
In 2015? Yeah. For 2014. I didn't get a chance to. I'll have to find out if I can still do it. I'll pay any penalties they got because, you know,
it'll be worth it.
I had some problems and blah, blah. Anyway,
okay.
Yeah.
We can just go off of your most recent tax return. So if you find your 2014 taxes, that'll be fine. But we do need it just to verify your business entity. So I'm going to send you an email with the application info right now. You should get it within the next 5 or 10 minutes. Once you get it, if you can get the application info back to me today, I should be able to get some feedback for you by tomorrow. Let me just confirm the email address I have that you gave me. It's William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Cannonberg, K-A-N-N as in Nancy, E-N as in Nancy, B as in boy, E-R-G @gmail.com. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
That's correct.
Okay, great. And then your phone number, I have 719-344-0163. Is that correct, William?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you want to jot down my direct phone number so that way you can give me a call if you have any questions about the application process or anything like that? I could walk you through it.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's 858-779-0931.
And do you have an extension?
It's my direct line. It goes directly to my desk.
Okay. And your name again?
It's Julian, J-U-L-I-A-N.
Okay, Julian.
Yeah. Now, last question. My rep that reached out to you, did they call you directly, or did they email you and then you called them, or how did it work?
No, they called me. I just got a call today.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just making sure. We're doing a couple new different, like, marketing strategies, so just wanted to verify. Okay, well, William, I'm going to send you the application info right now. Like I said, give me a call if you have any questions about it. If you can get that back to me today, I should be able to get some feedback for you by tomorrow and get you funded within the next couple days or so.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Do you have
I'll
any
tell you what, if I can get funded through you, I'd be out in San Diego within 24 hours. If I get funded through you, I'll be out there in 24 hours. Seriously. And I'd like to explain the whole business to you.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you right now, Shackley Corporation is in it's just outside of San Francisco, California.
Oh, okay. That's where their headquarters are?
And that's... Yep.
Got it. Very cool. So they're just kind of up.
Yeah, and
stay there.
You
want to
bring this? Would you believe there's a youngster that's in charge of that of Shackley?
Really?
He's only 29. I think he's 29 years old. Yeah,
wow.
Billionaire though.
That's remarkable.
His name's Roger Barnett.
Smart
kid. I looked into it, and he's worth more than $1 billion. I'm going to tell you that right now. From what I saw, he's worth about $3 to $5 billion.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, my goal is to make $3,000 a day. I should be able to do it.
Yeah, my goal is to get you there. So, like I said, once you get some of the application stuff back today, and I'll get you some feedback by tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, William. Hey, pleasure chatting with you, man.
Sounds very good.
We'll talk soon here.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.